You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Good evening to everyone. My name is Jason Lo, and I was a former pastor. Ang tawag kasi sa akin, ex-pastor. Ang pangat na parang ex-convict. And I was a businessman for more than a decade, and then I had a calling to go to full-time ministry for 3 years, and last year I went back to the marketplace. Today, I am a corporate trainer, and I'm also a motivational speaker. I'm not very comfortable with that term, motivational speaker, because in order for you to motivate people, you need to share your weaknesses and failures in life. And when I was a Christian, a young Christian, I started a business, and I thought I knew the principles about business, about money. Kahit na nagbabasa po ako ng Bible, meron akong sariling diskarte pagdating sa negosyo. And when we lost our business, that's when I started really taking the Word of God seriously. Because I found out that the Word of God provides so many things about money and possessions. In fact, it has said, it has spoken more out of all the topics, more than 2,300 plus verses when it comes to money and possessions. And that's when my mindset about money really changed. So today, we're going to talk about the third part of our It's Not About the Money series, and it's about managing wisely. In fact, every November, we have this finance series in our Victory Church or churches because we know how important finances is to us. So having said that, can I ask everyone to please stand as we give reverence to God's Word? We will read from Matthew 25. Verses 14 to 19. If your Bible's with you, you can open to Matthew 25. Verse 14, again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another one talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. Let's bow down our heads, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you as you've revealed to us how we can manage our money wisely and how we can live life skillfully. May you open our hearts and our minds to your word today. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may take your seats. I wrote a book last year. The title of the book is Unique, Y-O-U, Unique. And just 2 months ago, through God's grace, I wrote my second book, Unique Youth, the Unique Youth Version. And just recently, I am planning to write a book on my debt story because that's my story. When we lost our business, I finally discovered what the essence of the Bible is saying when it comes to money. And I sought the help of my Facebook friends, very dependable. So nilagay ko dun sa Facebook, I need help. I'm writing a book about my debt story and it's going to be Taglish. And these are some of the titles that I got, some suggestions. Life After Debt, The Freedom of Owing Nothing. Meron silang ano, no? Yung gusto nilang ginagawang synonymous ang debt with death. Okay? Life After Debt, The Freedom of Owing Nothing. Debt is death because one who got debt doesn't truly live. Nax. Ito naman, utang ko noon, wala na ngayon. Malaki utang na to, nagsuggest ito. Okay? Debt-defying act. Kahit may utang, may pag-asa. Utang ko noon, wala na ngayon. And these are the better ones. Ito yung mga nag-suggest. Yan. Ito yung mga medyo seryoso na. Utang ka ba? Bakit? Ayoko na sa'yo. Ginawan joke book yung book ko eh, no? Tapos meron siya, utang na loob, lumayas ka. Yun, may nagre-react pa, ha? Ito, fan ni Arnold Schwarzenegger. Death Terminator, I'll be back. The Death March. Okay? Ito, hindi ko talaga makonek kung ano yung ibig niyang sabihin. No? Sabi niya, lo and behold. Kasi daw, ang apelido ko, Jason Lo. Hindi mag-connect. Ang nag-suggest po niyan yung kaninang kumakanta dito, no, si Vil. So, sana hindi bumaba yung respeto niya sa kanya. And yung book ko kasi, Unique, Y-O-U, ito naman, talagang fan, no? Yutang, the unique approach to erasing debt. I might come up with this title, okay? Yan, Determined to be Free. Ginamit pa rin yung word na debt. Maganda ba? Okay ba yung title? Sino medyo okay yung title? Can you help me out? Can you raise your hand? Nagustuhan niyo? Okay, sino medyo ganun-ganun lang? Come on, be honest. Uy, marami yung nagtaas ang kamay, no? Na magandang title. Siguro, I'll be using this. And that's the way for us to be financially free, of course, if we are determined. So, today, we're going to talk about the parable of the talents, according to Jesus. And the context of this scripture is that the disciples were asking Jesus about three things. He's asking them about the temple, the kingdom of God, and the return of Jesus. That was the context in Matthew 24 and 25. So, sinasagot sila ni Jesus through stories, through parables, and he shared about the parable of the talents. And that's what we're going to discuss today, kasi yung parable of the talents, if you remember what we read, meron siyang master, correct? So, kung may master, ibig sabihin meron tayong servant. So, kung may servant, ibig sabihin meron tayong master. Master, of course, is our source of our blessings, where we put our hope on. And for this context, let's change that word servant into a more, into something current, which is a steward or a manager. So what Jesus was saying is that we are life's managers. We are stewards, whether you are a good steward or you are a bad steward. Kasi yan ang importante, no, na alamin natin. We're not just stewards of money, but we are stewards of our life per se. And not just our life, kasi marami iba-iba yung mga weaknesses natin. For example, yung iba sa atin, we're good with finances, pero pagdating naman sa health, we're bad with it. Iba naman sa atin, okay naman sa health, pero pagdating sa relationships, hindi maganda. Ako personally, ang isang weakness ko before is I am not a good steward of my health. Kasi pag nasa-stress ako, I eat a lot, I don't take care of myself. And that's the problem with stewardship. You have to be responsible because it's responsible management. This is a picture at a time when I was really down. Ganyan po yung itsura ko. Someone took a picture of me. Buhay pa yung kumuha ng picture. And I didn't take care of myself. I was a poor steward of my health. And lo and behold, February, I got hospitalized. Nagkaroon ako ng boil, okay, para mas social pakinggan. Kasi pag Tagalog, no, pigsa ang pangit. Na-hospital po ako dahil sa pigsa for 11 days. Tinalo ko po yung brother-in-law ko, siya 8 days heart surgery. Ako pigsa 11 days. So I started eating right, I started exercising, I started taking care of myself, and today, this is what I look like now. Yan. Okay? Actually, without the shirt, this is what I look like, no? Okay lang ba magtanggal ng... Sige, baka may mag-stumble. So, what are the things that we have to manage? Three things that we need to manage or yung be a good stewards of, manage wisely. And all these three start with T so that you can best remember it. First T is our time. Okay? Our time. Let's go back to the scripture. Verse 14, it says, again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. In this metaphor, Jesus was saying that this man was probably a businessman who would go to a business trip. It will take long for him to get back. But in life's context, the manager, of course, or the master is God, and he's calling us his servants, stewards. Okay? And sabi niya dito, after a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. That long time there describes our or represents our life. That long time. In other words, he would return one day and would ask us, are we good stewards? Because in life, time is not just gold. Time is everything. In business, timing is everything. Time is equals to our life. In fact, as good stewards, we should know that we don't own anything in this world. Why? Because yung ginagawa natin, pinapahiram lang yan ni God. We're good stewards. Even your life, you don't own your life. Because if you own your life, then you should know when you will die. It's as simple as that. But we don't know. It's because everything was given to us and it was loaned to us. So we have to be good managers of those resources and those blessings of God. There's no such thing as no time. Because no time is equal to not a priority. There are some people, if you talk to them, oh, wala akong time magbasa ng libro. Diba? May time ka, hindi mo lang pinaprioritize. I meet a lot of people who will tell me, oh, I want to write a book also. How did you start yours? Pero problema ko, wala akong time eh. So kung wala kang time, hindi mo na masisimulan. Meron kami mga friends, ini-invite namin sa church. Pagdating sa church, walang time. Pero pag party, di ba? Present, nauuna pa, no? Sila yung laging life of the party. So, if it's not a priority, then you won't give time. That's a problem with us Filipinos. Because when it comes to financial literacy, it's not really a priority. In fact, one of our problems is how we save as a people, as a group, as Filipinos. This is the savings rate, and I got this from a good friend, Randall Kyongson, the personal finance guru, and he showed this slide to me about the savings rate of the different Asian countries, nations, several. Here's the savings rate of Hong Kong, above 30%. So if you're making 10,000, 30% is 3,000. Ganun sila. Singapore, above 40% and up to almost 60%. Just imagine, Korea, Taiwan, Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, and the Philippines. Tan-tan-tan! Ang Philippines, ang average natin, less than 20%. 16 to 18% savings rate. And according to the Banco Central of the Philippines, there are 36 million bank accounts in the Philippines. And those 36 million comprises around 5 trillion pesos. But out of the 36 million bank accounts in the Philippines, 23 million of those accounts has less than 5,000 pesos in those accounts. So it is not a priority. Kaya nga tayo mga Pinoy, pag nag-invest tayo, saan tayo nag-invest? Anong first thing that comes into your mind pag investment? Time? Deposit. Correct? So pag nag-time deposit tayo, ilan percent yun? 2%. Hindi natin alam na nanakawan tayo ng pera. Ang tawag dun sa magnanakaw na yon, inflation. So the average inflation rate in the Philippines is 6%. Tumataas yung presyo, yung value ng 100, after 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, magkaiba na. Bumababa na. So nawawalan tayo ng 4% per year. And compounded, that can be big. That's why we have to prioritize. We have to use the Word of God in order for us to be educated, to be more financially literate. In America, there is now a 90-year loan. In Japan, a 3-generation loan. Ibig sabihin yan, hindi pa pinapanganak yung mga anak nila, meron ng tang-uts. Buti na lang dito, wala, no? Baka sa atin, merong 10-generation loan pag na-approve yan. But realistically, how can we learn? King Solomon, the wisest and richest man who ever lived, some scholars would say that his wealth would amount to more than $1 trillion today. The first trillionaire. And he said, by the way, if you read the Bible, read Proverbs every day, some people who are really successful, some millionaires would say that if you read the Bible, especially Proverbs, every day, you will have an MBA in finance. You read it years for years and years, and you will have so much wisdom from the richness of the word. In Proverbs 14, Solomon said, we have to look well into the matter. Which says that we have to study, we have to learn, we have to start inculcating the Word of God. A lot of us are in debt because it is not our priority to get out of debt. Let me ask you, who among here, you're in debt? Raise your hand. Liars, go to hell. Oh, yun na, taas na lahat. Okay na, huwag kayong mahiya. Alam ko, as a businessman, there is good debt and bad debt. Good debt, you use that debt to earn. Bad debt, of course, is consumer debt. Gumagastos lang tayo. Ito yung problema. Yung good debt, kasi ang taturo sa akin before, nagne-negosyo ko, sabi sa akin, no? Jason, kung gusto mo maging successful, ganito ka successful yung business mo, kailangan yung utang mo, ganito din kataas. Pantayan mo dapat yan. Pero sinasabi sa Bible na hindi naman dapat ganun. And I found out from Christian businessmen that you don't really have to borrow money to make money. Because some businesses who are very successful don't do that. And yung bad debt, ito lang ha, one rule. If you can't pay something, if you can't buy something in cash, don't buy it. It means you can't afford it. There's no such thing as zero interest. That's for fools. Ano yun, charity? Walang zero interest, naka-impute na yan. I was looking at a cell phone, zero interest, it's 21,000. I went to Green Hills, it's only 17. Kasi nakapasok na dun sa amount. So, yung Bible, wala siyang sinabi na kahit isang example of debt that's positive. The Bible didn't tell us not to borrow money, pero lahat ng example sa Bible, negative about debt. And here is one way. In fact, this is the only way. If you are in debt, the only way you can get out of debt is to prioritize getting out of debt. Because it's not a priority. Something else is a priority. That new cell phone, that vacation, that house. Okay lang siguro yung house, mortgage. Pero do your best to really pay that off. So, importante no, yung time natin. How do you use your time? Money lost can be re-earned. Energy lost can be recharged. But time wasted is irredeemable. You cannot manufacture back time. In fact, yung time na sinasabi ko, again, it is everything because it is our life. How do we manage our life? This is a book, a good book, Fooled by Randomness by Nassim Taleb. And this guy is not a Christian. This guy, in fact, is a professor in New York's Polytechnic University. And he's also a researcher, an expert, a pundit in stock market trade. And he was analyzing all these charts and everything, and he found out that successful people would start to equate their success because of a brilliant strategy, because of a brilliant idea. And he factored in that randomness. And he said, this is coming from him, that all those successful people were actually successful because they were lucky fools. They were lucky. And then they will devise a strategy. What would that strategy be? If you want to be successful as a businessman, you have to be a risk taker. I can name you hundreds of people who are risk takers, but they lost their businesses. They lost their jobs. You have to work hard in order for you to be successful. But there are so many people who works hard every day, and yet they're not successful. In other words, what he's saying is that the only reason why you are successful is because God allowed you to be successful. That's it. It's not because magaling ka, your ability. God can take that away instantly. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying na huwag tayo magsipag. Oo, maging masipag ka. Tama yun. Pero hindi dapat ang mindset natin, magaling ako. Ang mindset natin, it is because God is the one who is good. And if you have that priority, time, and you know this, that it's not about me, it's about Him, it's not about the money, it's about my relationship with God, then it becomes easier to focus on God, your time, every single day. I used to be a gambler. And when I was younger, I would gamble my money away, and I sold stuff to gamble. Kaya nga yung weakness natin, kung ano yung weakness nyo before, hanggang ngayon yan pa rin ang weakness nyo habang buong buhay nyo yan. That's why you have to be careful. Protect yourself. Kaya ako, never ako nakikipaglaro ng mga cards. Yung mga pamangkin ko, niyayaya ako, oh, lalo tayo, 5 pesos, 10 pesos. Hindi ako nakikipaglaro. Yung billiards, loser's pay, okay lang, sige ako na magbabayad. In fact, ang tagal-tagal ko nang hindi nagsusugal, pero until today, I'm still careful. Ang tagal ko nang hindi nagsusugal. Mga 5 days na. Pero I'm still careful up until today. Ne, mga 13 years na, pero I'm still careful up until today. And I heard this wise saying from an old man, and he said, ang sugal, ang panalo, sakali, ang talo, palagi. In English, sa sugal, ang panalo, sakali. Ne, in English, gambling. Winning is a probability. Losing, a certainty. If you don't have a relationship with God, it's like you're gambling every day. Because you don't know where to go. You're just throwing the dice. Kaya yung time natin kay God, when you wake up, do you look at your cell phone? Or do you read your Bible? Do you look at your messages in your email? Or you pray to God, commune with Him? Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Do you include God in your plans? Or you say, God, this is my plan, bless it, without including Him. Time is the first one. Second, treasure. You know this famous verse, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where your money is, there your heart will be also. That's why our wallets, that's connected to our hearts. So, yung treasure natin, what do you treasure the most? Let's go back to scripture. Matthew 25:20, the man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. What is this verse saying? It's saying that God has given us a certain ability. He gives us the ability to produce wealth, and it differs depending on our level. Pero it doesn't matter kung yung level mo mababa, mataas, okay lang yan. Kasi lahat tayo nabigyan tayo ng ability. And you can grow that ability. And what he's saying here is that when he gives you the ability, it's like an investment. He invested in you. That's why he is expecting a return. So, yung return na yan, I'll give you more context. A talent in those days, it's 6,000 denarii. Okay? Some scholars would say it's equivalent to 15, 20 years wages. So, yung 1 denarii, 1 day wage. So, ang gagawin natin, yung 6,000, imumultiply natin yan ng 1 day. Wage. Magkano minimum wage ngayon? For 60? Let's make it 500. So, how much is that? Ang ibig niya sabihin, yung 1 talent, that's equivalent to 3 million. Are you following? Nakasunod? Hello? So, yung isa, binigyan niya ng 2 talents. Ilang million yun? 6 million. Yung isa, binigyan niya ng 5 talents. Ilang million yon? 15 million. So, binibigay niya, no? Depending of that, on that person's ability to really handle the money, the blessings, the finances. The rewards are never the motivation. You would say that, or you will hear people say that, but it's a problematic statement. When you give, it's like planting a seed. Have you seen a farmer who planted a seed and didn't expect anything? Didn't expect a harvest? Wala, di ba? Kaya ka nga nagplant eh. Yung mga negosyante dito, meron tayong negosyo, nag-invest ka. Meron tayong return on investment. Nag-invest ka ba nang walang balik? Right? So, sinasabi niya dito, Scripture tells us there is a return to what we give. In other words, once you give, you can expect something in return. Luke 6:38, I'll let the scripture back up my claim. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Another verse, Proverbs 11. One person gives freely yet gains more, another withholds unduly but comes to poverty. A generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will himself be refreshed. But here's the clincher. When you give, don't expect anything in return from that person. Because when you give, you instantly forget. But when someone gives to you, you remember forever. What I'm saying is, once you give, don't expect anything from anyone. You should only expect from God. And there is an invisible law. I can't explain it. I can't explain it. When I was new in church, I heard this pastor. His name is Pastor Jure. And today he's our bishop. And this pastor usually talks about money. So I was sitting, listening to him, and he was starting to talk about supernatural finance. He was telling stories upon stories of when he gave his car, he got a car back. When he gave money, he got so much blessings. And he was telling me these things, and it's I can't comprehend it. Kasi napaka-logical nung pag-iisip ko eh. Siyempre, computation, parang calculator yung utak ko dati. So, one time, sabi ko, Lord, I want that kind of anointing. I want to have stories like that. I know some of you have heard this story, but for the benefit of those who haven't, many years ago, I was part of a sales organization. And the company gave me an incentive, bench gift checks, worth 10,000. So namili kami ng wife ko sa bench. Second time, third time, di na yung uus eh. Yung fourth time, papunta kami, Sunday, we found out that one of our friends lost their water station business. Eh di in-invite namin. Sabi ko sa kanila, bro, sama na lang kayo sa amin sa bench libis. Lilibre namin kayo ng bench, GCs. So pagdating namin doon, na gas, yung dala ko na lang 2,000 eh. So hinati ko, dapat 1,000 yun sa kanila, 1,000 yun sa amin. Eh, pagdating dun sa counter, yung bill nila umabot ng 1,800, 1,900. Ibinigay ko na lahat, hindi na kami bumili. Pagka-uwi namin ng bahay, I receive a text message. Sabi doon, Jace, Kat, my wife, thank you for making us happy at a very difficult time in our life. So naman, parang libre ko lang naman natanggap eh. No big deal. Sunday yon. Tuesday, we were going to Rockwell. My wife used to work for a talents company. So they handle mga artista, mga singers. And yung boss niya, manager ng mga artists, is a good friend. Di magkasama kami, yung wife ko, yung well-known actor nagda-drive, tapos yung manager, his name is Eric. Tapos, nabigyan din siya ng gift checks ng company. Sabi ni Eric, Jace, punta naman tayo ng bench. Kasi sayang yung gift checks natin eh. Sabi ko, kasi, naubos na namin. Ha? Ang bilis naman. Eh, kasi pinang-bless naman yung iba. Tapos, si Eric, biglang tumingin dun sa actor. Sabi niya, did you hear that? Do you know how much they got from bench? Only 10,000. How about you? How much do you get from bench every month? You don't even give a single centavo. Yung actor pala, bench endorser. So sabi niya, oh, well, if that's the case, binuksan yung glove compartment, tapos kumuha ng makapal na envelope. If that's the case, then you can have this. Inabot sa akin. Eh, pag abot sa akin, syempre, lalaki ako, nahiya ako. Sabi ko, are you sure? Again, eh, yung wife ko, malakas maniiko. Nagsiko sa kanya, sure yan. Hindi nakuha ko yung envelope. Pag kuha ko ng envelope, papunta kami ng Rockwell, hulaan nyo kung ano yung laman ng utak naming mag-asawa. Magkano yung laman ng envelope? Nanonood kami ng sine sa Rockwell, nakalimutan ko na nga yung palabas eh. Ang laman lang ng utak namin, magkano yung laman ng envelope? Pagkarating namin sa bahay, pagtungtong namin sa loob ng bahay, ang unang-unang ginawa namin, pinuksan yung envelope. Pagbukas yung envelope, I kid you not, 14,000 worth of bench gift checks. So, syempre, negosyante, return on investment. Wow, this works! So, I started giving gift checks away again. Nakalimutan ko na magkano. After 2 weeks, the company called me again. Sir, you will be receiving another batch of gift checks. Talaga, magkano? 10,000 po ulit. Oh, bench ba? Hindi po, sir. Jollibee. Nanda ba kaming mag-asawa? Kasi Jollibee everyday. Di namigay kami ulit. Tapos, tumawag ulit yung company after 2 weeks. Sabi sa akin, sir, you will receive another batch of gift checks. 10,000 ulit? Hindi po, sir. 30,000. SM gift checks. Remember the couple I told you a while ago? They attended the 4 p.m. service. last year, they got Landmark gift checks. And they found out one of our friends was having a financial crisis. Binigay nila yung 5,000 na Landmark gift checks. Tagal ko nang di bumibili ng cellphone kasi for some reason nabibigyan ako. Kasi nagbibigay din ako eh. There's this invisible law. I can't explain it. Last time I bought a cellphone, recently lang. Kasi yung iPhone, mababa lang yung sa plan. Nilagay ko lang 2.5, so kinuha ko na. Pero before that, one of my friends bought an Omnia Samsung worth 40,000. One month pa lang ayaw na niya. Gusto ko yung phone. So kinonta ko, bilhin ko na lang sa'yo. Sige, kita kami. May dala-dala siyang box, yung cellphone. Sabi ko, magkano mo bebenta? Discount, ha? Iniloko ko pa. Hulugan na lang, hulugan. Hindi, Jace, sa'yo na. Hindi nga, babayaran ko. Magkano? Hindi nga, sa'yo na nga. Hindi nga, That cellphone, I gave it away. I have an iPad. I gave an iPad away. But I got an iPad, one. And then someone blessed me with an iPad 2 again. Pero wag naman yung ganito, ha? Yung tipong may dumating yung tithe bag, di ba? Naglagay ka ng 10 piso, di ba? Lord, yung iPad ko, Lord! Di ba? Gusto mo upgrade, gusto ko iPad 2, ito 5 pesos pa, Lord, iPad 2! There's this invisible law that once you give, you will receive. And it is more blessed to give than to receive. Don't pray to God, Lord, I pray that I get those stuff also. No, you pray that you give those stuff to other people, especially those who are in need. I can tell you stories upon stories. The last time that this happened to me, a big amount, I went to a country. I went to Cambodia. I had a talk there. I was invited by a company. And someone Facebooked me, inviting me to go to their country, their church. And it was a communist nation. But the impression from God was so strong. So, sabi ko, sige, punta tayo from Cambodia to that country. Malapit lang dun sa Cambodia. So, I was expecting na mura lang yung ticket. Ayun pala, mas mahal pa. Mas mura pa yung Cebu Pacific to dun sa country na yun. Di, napag-asas na kami, okay. Pagdating namin dun, we saw the church. It's a small church. And nag-grow pa lang. So, usap kami ng wife ko. Sabi ko, Kat, okay lang ba? Pag nagbigay sila ng love gift, huwag na natin tanggapin. Sige. Oo, mukhang tama yon. Ending up, kami pa yung nag-bless sa kanila sa a few hundred dollars. Di dumating na yung bill namin sa credit card. Medyo malaki. Ticket, me and my wife. Eto na. Nag-invest ako sa isang pre-need company 20 years ago. Nagsara yung company. Sama ng loob ko. 6 digits yung in-invest ko dun sa company. Tapos, may nag-Facebook sa akin. Sabi niya, yung dumating yung credit card bill after a few days, Facebook, Jason, did you know that we will receive 60% of the amount that we invested in that pre-need company? Shock ako. Kasi kinalimutan ko na eh. Chinek ko yung website, mukhang totoo, pinuntahan namin, totoo. 2 days before our credit card will due, I receive almost 4 times the amount of what we spent going to that country. That's a good thing about God. Because if you expect something, it is an act of faith. And when you are faithful, you are full of faith. Faith that, Lord, I don't want to be blessed, but I want to have so much blessings so that I can be a blessing to others. Faithful. And the only person in the world that you should expect something from is Jesus. Don't expect from anyone. If you give, you forget. Okay, I bless that person. But Lord, I'm expecting. I am full of faith. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And even though you are in a difficult situation, God is not going to change. Even in Tacloban, the decimated city, God is not going to change. He loves our country and it is up to us to really help them. But He is not going to change. His promises are still there. And once you know that promises, you can claim them no matter what the situation is. Time, treasure, and number 3, talent. Talent. Verse 24, then a man who had received 1 bag of gold came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. The first one got 5 talents. He invested it, got 5 more. The second one got 2, invested it, and got 2 more. And this last servant didn't do anything with that 1 talent. And here's what the master said. His master replied, "You wicked and lazy servant. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest." What is this verse saying? This verse is saying that money is a tool that we can use. Money is a tool. But God's tool is you and me. God's tools are you and me. We are the hand and feet of God. And it's up to us to really claim that. Because the only reason why you are blessed or you are going to be blessed is so that you can be a blessing to others. This is Scottie Pippen. I know most of you know him. And this happened when Michael Jordan left for baseball. And he was the go-to guy of the Chicago Bulls. They were up against New York. And it was game 3 or 4 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. The game was tied. Chicago was leading 2 points, 102-100. And Patrick Ewing from New York, the star player of that team, shot a hook shot. It went in. So the score is tied, 102. And Phil Jackson, the coach, drew up a play. And the play was for Scottie Pippen to pass the ball to his teammate, Tony Kukoc. And for Tony Kukoc to shoot the game-winning shot. This is what Pippen did. He said, "If that's going to be the case, then I'm going to sit this out." Umalis siya. Ayaw niyang pumasok. So, nag-time out ulit yung Chicago. Ayaw niya pumasok eh. So, kumuha pa sila na ibang player. Kapalit niya. And then Tony Kukoc, with less than 2 seconds, got the ball, shot the goal, ball. It went in. Chicago won. In fairness to Pippen, he apologized to his team. He apologized to his coach. But he sat out a very, very important game when the game was on the line. Listen to this. You have been given by God a talent. And if you don't use that talent for God's purposes, God is going to look for another one to shoot that game-winning shot. Don't squander your talent because there is a reason why you are here. This life, this wonderful life that we have, all of us, we have a calling, we have a purpose. And this life is about exploring that purpose, that calling, this adventure called life. And it's up to you if you will do it with God or gamble because you don't know God's purposes for you. Money is our tool and we are the master's tools. I'll end with a story. How many of you have watched this documentary, Men Who Built America? Galing, no? I think that this is the best documentary I've watched, bar none. The best. And it was about the pillars of America. From Vanderbilt, the railroad mogul, to Carnegie, the steel magnate, J.P. Morgan, the one who invented modern finance, Rockefeller, oil, gasoline, and he was the richest among them. These guys were competing with each other, and they were the richest among the richest, billions and billions. But at the end of their lives, the twilight of their years, they found out that what they were doing was all for naught. It was pointless. It was meaningless. So they decided to play another game. They started competing. But this time, they started competing with who will give more. Andrew Carnegie was once hailed as the richest man in the world. And he said, "If you die rich, you die disgraced. Because if you are rich, then you have to give your money away. Because the purpose of money ultimately is to love people and serve God." This is 19 tons of relief goods that were distributed. And we're getting more. This is a helicopter that we used. to transport. I think it's transported more than 10 tons already. And this is Colonel Isleta, or now a pastor, one of our pastors in Victory Fort, who's helping the military pack the relief goods. So, tulong-tulungan. Kita natin yung mga pastors natin, nagbubuhat. So, walang ano dito. Kumbaga, lahat tayo, we want to do our part. And this is Pastor Eugene Ramirez, the second to the left, the husband of Ruth Ramirez, the one in the video. So, he was helping the locals in Tacloban, the government there, how they can really build the city. In fact, our whole Tacloban church, I think Pastor Larry mentioned this a while ago, nawala lahat yung mga bahay. All of them were affected. These are members, Nessa Guardiola, who is a Lifebox minister. She was lost for almost a week. Good thing they found her alive. And Kik Xavier, who is a member of Victory and now helping also the church. And they are really in dire need right now, and we can do our part. The men who built America, they discovered what money is all about. For us, this is an opportunity for us to help our nation, to help our countrymen. In fact, if you have never given anything in your life, this is the best time to do it. This is the best time for you to say, Lord, I am claiming your promises. I want to be faithful, full of faith that no matter what, I will help. Don't just give old clothes away, secondhand clothes. You give sacrificially. Give until it hurts. And you will see the blessings of God in your life because it is more blessed to give than to receive. Let's build this nation and make history together. 2 Corinthians 9:11, you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous. The only purpose of money, finances, wealth is for you to be generous on every occasion. Why should we be generous? Because your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Purpose of money, bless others so that you can honor God. That's it. Love people with your money and worship God with your money. God rewards and is pleased with us when we manage His money wisely. I want all of us to stand. Let me just close our eyes right now. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we're so thankful that you have spared us from that calamity. So thankful. It could have happened to any one of us. But Lord, may we use that advantage to help those who are in need. May you move us to another level of faith. To another level of giving. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that we may know the true purpose of wealth, to honor you with it. Help us, God. Change our hearts. You are the only one who can change our hearts. And may we treat money as a tool and not a master. If that is you, you want to have a new level of faith when it comes to finances. For God's blessings to be poured out to you, I want you to raise both of your hands to heaven as an act of surrender. Lord, we know that hindi kami yung magaling. Lord, alam namin that you are the reason why we have everything that we have. And we thank you for it. And through that humility, Lord, you've said in your word that if we humble ourselves as a people, then you will exalt us. May you make us humble, God. Take away pride from our hearts. We praise you, Lord. And we humbly ask right now, all of us raising our hands, we humbly ask right now for you to open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessings that we cannot take it in anymore. That our cup may overflow.
so that that spillover will be given to others. Thank you, Lord, that through this people, you will create an army of providers that we may honor you with our wealth. We honor you with our lives today. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's give God praise.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcast.